This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Welcome along to the BetRivers Cricket Show. How's that with me, Ed Hawkins, pro picker, joined as ever by John Wright, pro picker and former odds compiler. How are you doing, John?
Yeah, not too bad, Ed. Thank you, yourself.
Yeah, I'm good. Here we go then. This is the World Cup final. I'm going to tell you exactly what happens in the World Cup final. Who's going to win it? Which team? Who are going to be the top run scorers, wicket takers, players to follow? Other special picks coming up as well for Bet Rivers. And in case you've been living under a rock, it's India versus Australia on Sunday from Ahmedabad. Bet Rivers money line then for the World Cup final. India -225, obviously very hot favourites. Australia +275. India beat the Kiwis pretty convincingly, really, after that massive score batting first. And then Australia won a tight game against South Africa, although you could argue they won it in the first sort of half an hour by reducing the top order to dust of South Africa. But there you go, John. Look, we got the best two teams in the final?
I think so. I mean, when you look at South Africa, Australia won their last seven. They're the team with momentum. And we've got a side that India, you know, played 10 games and won 10 games. So, yeah, we definitely got the best two sides in the final. South Africa, as you always said, Ed, very, very one-dimensional, all about putting runs on the board and setting. And chasing was their nemesis. But today, the Australian seamers, with that bit of movement that was available, with the covers being on, and they sort of the first sort of a power play, reduced South Africa four down for like 24. And it was always a struggle for them, for South Africa. I think South Africa did well to get 212, but it's probably only about 50-50 light, because, I mean, Australia did make a little bit of a meal of it when the South African spinners came on. So I think I think Australia, you know, deserved to be in the final. Be a bit worried that the way they cut with that spin, I mean, it was turning quite sharply in those middle overs for South Africa. But I'd be a little bit concerned if I was Australia up against India, because India will come on them hard with the seam, and then obviously the two spinners later on.
Yeah, that sets it up perfectly. I think we will talk about what the Ahmedabad pitch could be like. Just a bit of housekeeping before we kick off. We are talking about the pitch. We are going to be talking about the money line. Who's going to win this game? Then we'll go through some of those other markets for you. So top India run scorer, top Australia run scorer, the top wicket takers. Then we'll have a look at the player of the match as well. And we'll also pick up some of the specials, some of the derivatives that we think might be a fancy for you. Give us a follow at Because We Win on X so you can win across all sports, not just cricket. And give John a follow at JohnWright15 and myself at Cricket Betting. And any love on the podcast provider of your choice, please. So let's go, John. I want to come to you on the pitch. You've got to look carefully as a punter when they're doing the toss or they're doing the prep work on Sunday morning. If the soil is red, the pitch, we expect that to be a turning wicket at Ahmedabad. And if it's a black soil, then it's quite a slow surface, but not a huge amount of spin. John, India are picking the pitches to how they want them to be. We know that it's against the rules, but they don't care. What pitch are they going to pick?
Well, it'd be interesting, because I've already seen on Twitter there's a few people saying that India might bring in Ashwin and drop Siraj for this game, which I think would be a very, very bold move. But I suppose it ties in with what you said there, Ed. If it does turn, you know, and Ashwin's got a very good record against that Australian middle order. So it will be a big risk, though, I would say, to go in with two seamers, especially what Australia have done today. You know, the Australian seamers have done the damage. And that trio of Bumrah, Shami and Siraj, I wouldn't want to sort of disturb that, really. And I think they work well together, because Siraj is a very, very attacking bowler. And Bumrah is, I mean, Bumrah's economy, I think his economy's under four. in the tournament, which when you think of some of the scores that have been scored, Ed, it's quite remarkable. I mean, he's got 18 wickets himself, but I think what he's done for this Indian side, he's created pressure at the other end for the likes of Siraj to be more attacking. So even though Siraj had only taken 17 wickets, you know, the Indian team is, you know, the bowling is sort of, you know, Shami's taken 23 wickets in six matches, but they've all come to the party. The average of the five frontline bowlers is 17.
Yeah.
And the batting, again, the batting is the depth there. I mean, apart from Sky, the top seven are averaging over 50. There's no real weak link with this Indian side. And I think the only sort of way that Australia could probably, you know, cause a problem is up front in the power play, and maybe getting wickets, because everyone's been saying that with India, you know, their tail is long with Shami or Bumrah coming in at eight, but it hasn't been put to the test, has it, Ed?
No one's got through massive damage against that India top order. I think Australia did nip a couple out in the earlier meeting at Chennai, and that brings us on to the head-to-head actually quite nicely. Chennai pitch, when they met in this tournament, did actually favour India. It was a very spin-heavy wicket. I mean, I think India will produce something similar again. They have played seven times this year, these two teams, John, so it's hardly, you know, a one-off special. They know each other extremely well. May I suggest, actually, that if India had to pick a team that they didn't want to face in a World Cup final, I think it would be Australia, because of those seven matches, all in India. Australia have won three of them. So Australia have got the tools to win in India and beat India. And, you know, there's no side which has more determination or fight than Australia, John. So +275, can you build a case for them?
Oh, definitely. And also their World Cup pedigree. I mean, India, this is where India, you know, haven't won this tournament since 2011. I mean, Australia, you know, they're serial winners, aren't they? So, yeah, I mean, I like to look at what I've seen recently, and I struggle to see how this India side could get beat. But I mean, if one side's going to trouble them, it will be Australia. They'll play everything. They'll be sledging. They'll play, you know, they'll throw everything at Australia, won't they? At India, won't they? But I just think with this Indian side, there just doesn't appear to be a weak link. The only thing I can think can happen is if they get heavy power play wickets like they did in Chennai. Because remember, as you just said there, Ed, India were three wickets down for two runs. And it wasn't until Kohli came in that they built a score and they ended up chasing it down, didn't they? But I do think that India at the moment, you know, you look at them and you're thinking, well, where is... The only thing I can possibly think of is they do get skittled early, and then you're going to have batters coming to the crease like Jadeja that haven't had batting time, and then the tail comes into play. But that is a big ask, because this Indian top six is in heavy form. As I say, there's no one that's they're really carrying in that top six.
Yeah, it was also interesting, actually, when the Kiwis got after him a bit in that massive chase.
Yeah.
In the semi-final in Mumbai, that their on-field work did go to pieces, India. So
yeah, it did.
They began to creak under pressure. And just a question very quickly, John. Law of averages. They have to win, basically won 11 games in a row to win this World Cup.
Yeah.
They could have done with a loss probably in the group stage, couldn't they? I mean,
yeah.
Did law of averages ever come into it for you when you're compiling odds?
I don't think so, no. I mean, you know, when people say, oh, they've won, they've, you know, the loss is coming, it's coming. You know, I'd like to look at what's in front of you. And you say, you know, I get what you've just said there. I mean, there was a period of time there when Kane Williamson and Daryl Mitchell were batting there. They put on that big partnership. That, you know, their fielding did go to pot, but at the end of the day, Ed, they've scored 397 runs. You know what I mean? So they've got that cushion there, haven't they? So they've almost, arguably, they've killed the game off. You know, I mean, to expect New Zealand to chase down 397 was a huge ask. And I think that's the thing. You know, you look at New Zealand there. If you look at them, you know, Mitchell's bat played well in this tournament. Yeah, but there's a few players in that top six that haven't they? I mean, Latham, they carried Latham, you know, Will Young, Chapman. You know, with this Indian side, you're looking at it and you think, well, you know, Kale Rowell's got 100 recently. Shirasai's got 200s recently. You know, Shubman Gill would have got 100 in that semi-final if he wouldn't have tweaked his hamstring and he had to go off. You know, you're thinking, well, where? And obviously, Coley, what's he got? 300s and 550s or whatever it is. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And that's what worries me a little bit about Australia. They're, you know, I'm not too sure with them at the moment. You know, with Head, you've got Head and Warner, but you know, where are the big runs coming from? You know what I mean? That's what worries me a little bit. And also Zampa today. I thought Zampa bowled terrible today. That's the worst I've seen him bowl in a tournament.
We'll come to Zampa later, actually.
Yeah.
There's a potential bet on involving Zampa, who's been a favourite of ours in this tournament, and we may well go against him.
Yeah.
Let's look at these top run scorer markets. You can see some of the prices there on screen. And one to pick out for you in terms of the stats is Rahul, KL Rahul there at plus 650. Top run scorer in those seven head-to-heads that I mentioned earlier of all the batters, both teams. So that's 349 runs at an average of 87. And another one, I know you like him, John Mitch Marsh, 294, an average of 58, also striking it at 121 in those seven games. So he doesn't mind batting in India against India. So Mitch Marsh plus 375 with Bet Rivers, top run scorer. I'll give you a price on Marsh of 50. That's plus 200. We'll come to Kohli and Rohit in a bit. I've got some stats on there. But anyone out of those two markets, top India bat, top Oz bat, that suits you?
Well, the one thing about the Australians today, which I was very, very interested was when they were put on a little bit of pressure, when Maharaj and Shamsi were bowling and were turning it quite sharply, they lost the four wickets, and then Josh Inglis came into bat, didn't he? And he came in when it was a bit of a pressure time, and he played very, very positively, and he had a little cameo there with Steve Smith and with Pat Cummins, and he got to them. You know, he basically got them over the line pretty much. So I was quite impressed with that, and I think if he's a bit of a turner, and the Indians you know, get wickets early, Josh Inglis could be sneaky. I mean, I think he's plus 1,000. I mean, I wouldn't put people off of that if you think that India are going to take wickets early. He could be a top bat coming in at like five or six. So yeah. I do like that. But of the main protagonists, I think it's very, very hard with India because they've all got runs and they've all had their turn in this tournament, with the exception of Kohli that's got runs in every single game. It's very, very difficult. I suppose you're going to expect one of them to get 100. I mean, I imagine Rohit Sharma will do what he always does and just set the tone, won't he? He'll go hard very early and almost sacrifice his wicket like he did against New Zealand. He got a quick 40 and then he held out when he caught by Williamson on the boundary. So, yeah, I suppose in a final, you're going to have someone that's going to probably bat for themselves a little bit. And I suspect that will be Kohli. So if I was having a bet for my life for top India bat, although the price doesn't seem to be attractive, I will back Kohli at 275 because I don't think he's ever going to throw it away. And he'll be the guy that probably bats time. So I'll go for Kohli at plus 275, although it's not particularly value, Ed.
Yeah. Rohit plus 300. I'll give you some win rate stats. Rohit is the guy that wins most in the last 2 years for India. So he's plus 300. And the guy that wins the most for Australia in the last 2 years is David Warner. He's plus 300. I'll continue with some prices on Kohli, John, as you've mentioned him. He's averaging 46 in those seven games that I mentioned, the head-to-heads, which I think are important. So over 40.5 runs with Bet Rivers in this big World Cup final is plus 100. Kohli for a 50, plus 115. And he's plus 350 for a ton. It may be that a ton has to win you top bat. So you pay your money, you take your choice, I guess. But Rohit, 31 is his average against Australia in those seven games. You can go under 38.5 at minus 134. Let's move on to the top bowler markets now that you should be able to see on your screen. Again, we use those head-to-heads as a guide, John. Stark, 10 wickets in 5. Shami, 9 in 5. Kuldeep, 8 in 5. Who's going to do it with the ball? I suspect you're going to say Shami.
Yeah, I mean Shami's taken 23 wickets in 6 matches, and against New Zealand, he's taken 12 wickets in 2 games, which is unbelievable. I mean, he hasn't got wickets against the minnows. He's got them against the top sides, and also when Rohit's brought him into the attack, he's almost had immediate impact, hasn't he? I think he got a wicket with his first ball in the New Zealand group match. And then he did exactly the same in the semi-final, got a wicket with his first ball. So, but he's very, very short, isn't he? I mean, looking at the prices there, I mean, the fact, you know, he's got 23 wickets and in 6 games. And as you say, he got 7 in the last game. But he is very, very short. I mean, I would be looking for someone. I mean, he can only bowl to 10 overs, isn't he? And, you know, Siraj will be quite attacking. Bumrah will be economical. I would probably tend to go for someone like Jadeja, really, if I was having a bet. Someone like Jadeja or Kuldeep. I think they're probably the value against Australia. I think the spin could be a big, big factor. So I would tend to go with Ravi Jadeja at plus 450. That would be my bet of the value. Because I think Shami is very, very short at plus 225, Ed.
Yeah, Kuldeep, plus 400 there for you. Mentioned Ashwin earlier, plus 450. Jadeja, as John says, plus 450. If you are going to back a spinner, marry it up with that pitch insight we gave you with that red soil. Getting red soil, then we're expecting spin. Red soil probably does for Australia and their hopes in this World Cup final, which is a bit of a shame. It'd be nice to have an absolute cracker of a World Cup final, wouldn't it, John? Particularly because we've been used to those. 2019 was an incredible game. Generally, you don't get close games in World Cups. No. Some derivatives for you then, John, as we move on. Before I do, I didn't mean to mention Shami, over 1.5 wickets minus 165 with Bet Rivers, reminding you that it's 9 in 5 for him. Let's move on to that bet we teased earlier about Adam Zampa, John, and reminding us that we quite like Kuldeep. So Kuldeep minus 118, also a spinner, of course, to beat Zampa in a wickets match bet. Zampa's minus 118. He bowled poorly, didn't he, against South Africa, who basically hit him off his line and length. And I'm sure India were watching, and I'm sure they'll try the same. And to continue the theme, the head-to-heads on those 7 games, Zampa has 7 wickets in 6 games. He didn't play all of them. So 7 in 6 for him. Economy rate of 5.7, suggesting that India are not too bothered by what he brings to the table. It did take 4 wickets in 1 game, but we expect him to be attacked. So I think that's a decent bet. John, have you noticed anything else on BetRivers prices?
Not really. I think if Australia are going to win this game, I think they're going to have to get power play wickets. And I think Stark could be the key person in this because, I mean, there is a bit of a nemesis with left-armers, Indians against quality left-arm bowlers. So although he's favourite, I would tend to go with Stark to be top Aussie bowler because I think if Australia are going to win this, I think he's going to have to perform well. Zampa, I totally agree with you. I mean, Zampa didn't even bowl his allocation. He bowled 7. They bowled head for head bowled a couple of overs and got wickets, didn't he? So I'd definitely be backing Kuldeep over Zampa in a match bet. Definitely. I just think the Indians, the emphasis with the spin bowl. It'd be interesting to see if Ashwin comes in, but I think it'll be a very, very bold move to only go with 2 seamers. I mean, that's the beauty of Hardik Pandya, I suppose, because if he'd have played, they probably could have done that, couldn't they? Because they would have had 3 seamers at their disposal with the 6 bowlers. But the fact they've only got 3 seamers, and I know they tried all that rubbish against the Dutch where, you know, Kohli, Gill, and they all had a bowl, didn't they? They're not going to do that in a World Cup final. Yeah. So, I think you're right. I think Kuldeep over Zampa. We definitely fancy Kuldeep to get more wickets for Zampa in this final.
Oh, good stuff. I also spotted Warner at plus 105 to beat Shubman Gill in a match bet. That's a runs match bet, which I quite like. I think Gill's hamstring injury might probably put him in doubt for the final, but I'll be doing a lot of work. If he doesn't make it, Ishan Kishan will come in most likely for India. But that little bit of a niggle for Gill might affect his movement. He tends to get pinned on the crease. I'm sure Australia know, and if I know this, they will certainly know it. He managed just to get some shape back into him early on in his innings. He's a LBW candidate, and that's how Australia are going to be trying to get him. And the hamstring injury is certainly not going to assist him in overcoming that issue. Under 99.5 highest score in the match is minus 115. There's been four games so far. There's a 50-50 return on that so far. Might be a little bit high, that mark, but we shall see. John, can I come to you for your two top picks for the World Cup final?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go for one solid bet, which will be Mitchell Starc to be top Australian bowler at 250, because I think he'll have to bowl well, and I think he will bowl well and keep Australia in this contest. And my other bet will be a little bit speculative, because I do think that there's a chance. I mean, Head and Warner are flat-track bullies. They've got off the flyers here. I think against this Indian tack, they won't get off the fly. So I expect India to get wickets in the power play. So I'm going to go for a little bit of value with Josh Inglis at plus 1,000. I was very impressed with him the way he batted today, although he only got 25, but he batted very, very positively. And I think he's probably a smidgen of value. So there'd be my two bets. But I expect India to win the tournament, Ed.
And by the way, John, we've been saying throughout the tournament that India are the bet to win it. I'm sure we've recommended it at least a couple of times on your Bet Rivers cricket shows. So we called it some way out, but it certainly didn't take a genius to work out that everything is weighted in India's favour in this tournament, becoming a little bit ridiculous now. But there you go. My two picks for what it is worth. I'm going to go with that Warner price at plus 105 for him to beat Gill in a runs match bet. I'm going to lose faith in Adam Zampa. Sad, he's been great for us, but I think India are going to get after him, and Kuldeep take more wickets than him at minus 118 in a match bet is a price with Bet Rivers for me. There you go. That's been the World Cup final assessed, analysed and picked for you from your cricket handicappers for Bet Rivers. This has been the Bet Rivers Cricket Show. How's that for the World Cup final? Signing off from a fantastic tournament for followers. And no doubt we'll be back with you soon, previewing more cricket and finding the best value. We'll see you soon.